8 and 9, I'm just going to share about some healings that took place. And in chapter 8, there was a leper. He came to Jesus, and he said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus steps out. Forget the note. Okay. Jesus steps out. Jesus steps out. Here we go. I messed up again. Okay, let me start over. Okay, the leper came to Jesus, and he said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus, he reaches out, he touches him, he is healed, he is clean. A Roman officer, he comes to Jesus. He says, "My servant is at home, paralyzed in severe pain." Jesus says, "Let me go with you. I will go heal him." The officer said, "Oh, no, 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 Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come to my house. I am a man of great authority. I tell my soldiers to go and they go. So you just tell me that my servant will be healed." Jesus, of course, he was amazed to see such great faith. He said, "I've not seen such great faith as this. You go home because your servant this hour is healed." You know, and then what happens? Then Jesus and his disciples, they go to Peter's house. And Peter's mother-in-law, she's burning up with fever. Jesus goes and he touches her hand, y'all. The fever goes. She gets up. Hey, it's supernatural and y'all know it. She gets up. She starts preparing them a meal. Come on now. That's a supernatural thing right there. All right. And later, people that were possessed and sick were brought to Jesus. He cast out demons. He healed the sick. What does he do next? He says, "Hey, let's go to the other side of the lake." So what happens? The disciples and Jesus gets in the boat. And a storm comes up. The disciples are like, they're thinking they're going to drown. They're scared. They go to Jesus. "Don't you care, Master, that we are going to drown?" Jesus gets up. He says, "You of little faith, why are you afraid?" He speaks to the storm. It calms down. They go to the other side of the lake. And what happens there is Jesus meets up with two possessed men. They come to Jesus. "Have you come to torment us before our time?" And so Jesus, what he does is he casts that demon, them demons out of them two men. This is in Matthew chapter 9. I'm sorry, I didn't tell you. Chapter 9. And he cast them out, and he cast them into a herd of pigs that were over there feeding. When the demons went into the pigs, the pigs went over the cliff. They drowned. And, you know, that's amazing. You know, the Lord, he works in mysterious ways. And there's nothing that you are facing that is impossible with God, because with him, all things are possible. And I want to encourage you, you know, there is no situation that you are facing today that is impossible with God. Because, you know, when you have Jesus, you have everything that you need. Do you believe that? Amen? Right? I mean, come on. You know, this is the thing. In Matthew chapter 9, my notes are all messed up, but okay. But anyway, in chapter 9, there's this paralyzed man. I'm just going to tell y'all, I can't because I don't have my notes, okay? Anyways, my notes are all messed up. Okay, but in chapter 9, verse 1 through 8, there's this paralyzed man. Four of his friends take him on a stretcher to Jesus because they had heard about Jesus healing the sick. Well, them four friends, they took their friend on a stretcher to where Jesus was. When he got there, it was so crowded. You know, okay, I'm just saying, in the natural, you probably go, "Man, I brought my friend all this way." And I can't even get in to see Jesus. What do? They look to the side over there. They see a stairway leading to the top of the roof. What do? They make a hole through the roof. Okay? We're getting our friend to Jesus. We brought him this far. We are determined we're going to get him there. So they dropped him down through the roof in front of Jesus. And what does Jesus do? He speaks to him. He forgave his sins first. And then he told him to rise up and walk. And of course, there was Pharisees there. They were, you know, how can you do this? You're not God, you know, and all this. But you know, this is the thing. That man was instantly healed. But just think about it. If you don't have friends, just think, if that man did not have friends, he would have never came to know Jesus. So it is so important to have Christian friends around you to push you forward. Hey, maybe they need to take you to, I'm just kidding, but maybe they need to put you on a stretcher and take you to Jesus. But anyways, but whatever, you know, you need those around you to speak faith over you and your situation, because their times are going to get hard. They're going to get harder. They're not going to get easier. God never promised things would be easy. He said, I'll just be there. You call on me, just like I said earlier. You call on me, I'll show you great and mighty things you do not know. In Romans 8:28, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. You know, so there is nothing that you are facing that is bigger or greater than God. God's greater. And I encourage you today to have friends around you in the faith now, that have strong faith, because you're going to need them. When the time comes, you're going to need those friends that are full of faith, not of doubt. Because you know, those that are unbelief and doubt, they are not going to be able to encourage you. What they're going to do is discourage you. You know, but if you have people that are full of faith and believe God's word, because you know, God is always faithful. He's always on time. He is never late. And like I said, whatever you're facing today, nothing is impossible with God. All right. And hey, I'm going to tell y'all one more scripture, and I'm going to let Paul come back up here. I lost my notes, so we're just not going to try it, okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. You know, that is so important that you don't look at your situation, because there's so many people, they look at their situation that it's impossible. But God, with him, there's nothing that is impossible. I mean, just think about if those friends would have said, well, you know what, we can't get through the door, so we're just not even going to take you. Forget it. We come this far, we're going back. But see, they were determined. They had already made their mind up. We're getting our friend to Jesus because he needs to get to Jesus. But see, what Jesus was concerned about was his soul. Soul, that was the most important thing first. Then his healing. You know, and we need to do, you know, we need to seek the kingdom of God first, and everything else that we have need of will be added in our life. And may the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. And if you need a healing, or if you want to receive Jesus Christ, you come right on up here. We'll pray for you. All right, Paul.
Okay, so let's do a short Q&A. We don't have it's not too often we have a missionary with us here. So first of all, does anybody have any questions they would like to ask Miss Karen Anderson Redfield? Gotta use a microphone.
I love the stories that you want to pray over me.
Let's do our Q&A, questions and answers, then we're going to pray for Sister Claudia. Brother Scott back there, we got a question.
Oh, it's different parts of Pakistan. I'm like the one, yeah, dear. All kinds of Pakistan people I have ministered to. I have like 5,000 people on my Facebook, and the Lord just keeps extending, you know, beyond. And y'all see how nervous I get, but hey, don't do this in Pakistan. It's like I'm, because God has given me, you know, the ability to do what I'm called to do. So he calms my nerves on this, the ministry that I do. Oh, people in Pakistan, like I said, I've never seen so many miracles. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, when I have meetings with these people, we're talking 20, 30, 50. I mean, people just come to the Lord. I mean, it's amazing. But, you know, they have great faith. They really do. It's amazing. Oh, yeah. Last year, someone was thrown into a fiery pit. You know, it was a they do bricks and stuff there. And so this young guy, he was in his 30s, and they threw him in there because he was a Christian. He of course, the evangelist that I minister with, he sends me this picture. You know, they go, wow, okay. I mean, the man is burnt down to bones, you know, and it's bad. And like in the flooding this year, one of the evangelists sent me someone that was part of his church. Their family or friends, they were in the flood. They had no legs, arms. I don't know, maybe something ate it. I don't know, you know. But you only could see the body. No head, no nothing. You know, like, what? Now, did they, you know, somebody come at them because they were Christian? You know, you don't know. Because, I mean, I do know in Pakistan it's really bad. But, oh, it's been growing. Yeah, it's amazing, really. It's really amazing. Even like in Africa, Path to Peace Ministry is what that's who I help in Pakistan. I mean, in Kenya. And there in Africa this past year, there was a 98-year-old woman. She was Muslim. She was sick. And her son said, "Sister, can you call me?" And I said, "Absolutely." So I called and I prayed with the woman that was 98. And I was telling her about Jesus. I said, "Let me tell you who Jesus is." I wanted to give her Jesus before I prayed for her, okay? Because he is the healer. He, you know, he's her hope. And I asked her, I said, "I know that you've been raised in Muslim belief for 98 years. Come on, that's a long time. Because, I mean, that's what they were brought up in." And I asked her, I said, "Well, do you want to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior?" And she did. She died 4 weeks later. But, you know, but thank God, the Lord opened up that door for me to minister. Even though they weren't part of my ministry, they just reached out to me. But see, God has the perfect timing. He puts people in your life. It's like when this ministry started 4 years ago. I'm going, there is no way. Y'all see how I get nervous. But anyways, I said, "Lord, I don't do well in front of people." But I love the Lord, and I'm willing to stand up here and do my best, you know, and give you Jesus, because that's who it is it's about, you know, it's about giving you Jesus, and because he is our hope. He's the only hope we do have, you know. And I was trying to think, there was something, oh, this young man that was in Africa that I have ministered with, he died. His wife calls me. "Sister, I need you to pray for me now. My son, my husband died." And, I'm thinking, what? The Lord brought that man back. Oh, yeah. He's in his 30-ish. He's 30-ish. I can't remember what his age is. But see, it's like Keith, you know, when he had his heart attack. I'm sure most of you heard it. You know, my husband died, but the Lord had a plan and brought him back. You know, the thing is, there is nothing that is impossible with God. We just have to believe that. You know, it's like, oh, I'll share one testimony about my mom. I used to take care of my mom, and she was so sick one night, and I took her to the emergency room. They said that her blood pressure had dropped so bad that she was at death's door, and her blood pressure was bad. She had a urine tract infection. She had a bowel leaking all in her body that caused her to go septic. Ma'am, if you do not have surgery, your mama's dying in 2 days. What? You know, that's what I said. And I told him, I said, listen, I have family that lives in other states. I'm waiting. It was amazing because, see, you know, the Lord, he'll lead you and he'll guide you. I waited. I said, Lord, I'm going to wait on you. And the doctor had surgery set up for 6 a.m. that morning. My family had all come in from Texas and Mississippi. And the doctor says, I am amazed. This don't normally happen. Her bowel stopped going all in her body. It was a supernatural miracle. Because my mother, she lived many more years later after that. And, you know, and that's all glory to God because, see, God's got a plan. You know, I'm going to keep reminding you of that because he says he's got a great plan for each one of us. It's like my dad. You know, he was not a Christian. And I don't even know what his age was. When he became a Christian, he was in his late 70s, we'll just say. And our church was on a fast. And I had prayed, and my dad had got so sick. Hospice came in and said, listen, he has 6 months to live. We're on the fast at our church. I said, you know, Lord, what he needs is Jesus. What he needs you. He needs you. I'm going to fast that my dad gets saved. My dad gets saved. My dad lived another 2.5 more years. See, this is the thing. I wanted it already done because for years I meant, you know, hey, I didn't do this, but I did share the word every time I'd get a chance, you know, to my dad because I knew that he needed the Lord. And, you know, about a month, I think, before he died, the Lord had already given me a dream of my dad. 3 days before he died, I see this vision, this not vision, but a dream. My dad gets up out of the bed. He looks at me. He says, I am healed. And he walks out the door. And I'm going, I know exactly what that means. My mom, she had dementia and she was not always there. But 3 days before my dad died, she looked at me and she said, listen, I need you to go and get your dad's suit clean. And I'm going, okay. What? All right. And so me and my sister, we go to get my dad's suit cleaned around 2 o'clock in that evening. I go to the dry cleaners. They close at 5. I'm there at 2:30. Okay. Hey, is there any way you can get this suit cleaned today? Because it was a weekend. The lady just looked at me. Ma'am, just stay right here. I'll be right back. I said, okay. She comes back. Come back at 4:30. And I'm going, oh, all right. That's cool. You know? And so me and my sister, we go back to pick the suit up. And the lady said, ma'am, I'm not charging you nothing. I said, that is awesome. You know, may the Lord bless you, you know? And I was telling one of my sisters that was with me at that time. She was not a Christian. And I said, these are blessings of the Lord. He blesses you. And so later we had to go to the Dollar General and to pick up some food for the family and the cashier. Now, I will talk to people. I don't think I don't because I do. I'm at the Dollar General and they know me. Okay. I'm talking to them. I said, listen, I said, this is what happened at the dry cleaners. This is so cool. This is awesome. Well, the machine has been down all day. Even the lady before you, it won't work. I had no cash. I was using my credit card. Ma'am, go ahead. If you want to try it, go ahead. All right. I put my card in there. It works. And he looked at me. He said, ma'am, you are blessed. I said, absolutely blessed. And you know, that's the thing. We don't recognize all the blessings that God bestows upon us, but he blesses us. And, you know, and that was amazing because I believe it was an eye-opening thing for my sister. Because now I hear that she's been going to church, which that's awesome, you know. You know, the Lord, he works in mysterious ways, you know. And I love to share little testimonies like with that, with people on the street. I share the word. I might share a testimony, you know, how the Lord healed somebody. Or because even back, way back, we couple of years ago, even in Pakistan. I may have shared this with y'all, but there was a young man that was in a coma. And the evangelist, he said, "Can you call me? My brother-in-law is in a coma. He was in an accident. He's not responding to nobody. Can you just please call me?" I call him. I pray with him. I gave him a word. I sang to him. I have no idea what I said. Next morning, I get a text. "My brother-in-law is out of a coma. He's walking." And the man was not just walking. He was dancing. And I'm going, "All right, you go." You know what I mean? Their customs are different, you know. But it was amazing, you know, that the Lord gave me the opportunity, you know, to see that, because I had never experienced nothing like that. And then when Keith died, you know, and came back 4 days later, I have a meeting set up in Pakistan. And the meeting the message that I sent to them for our meeting was about Lazarus coming out of the grave 4 days later. I'm going, "This is so awesome. This is perfect. This is the perfect word. Can I share what happened 4 days ago?" And, you know, of course, this was awesome because, see, God, like I said, he's got a plan. You know, even in things that doesn't seem like a good situation, God will turn it around. He'll use it for his good and his glory.
Okay, we got time for a question or two. Anybody else got a question? Okay, Sister Bray.
You to pray for them to have a healing, or the Lord doesn't come through with that, like that's not his plan for the time. How do you minister?
Like, there's several that I want a baby. Okay, I'm looking in the natural. You want a baby. You can barely feed your family, and you want a baby. Okay, so what I do, I say, "Lord, your will be done." And I said, "But I'm going to tell you, he's still the healer, and he can still work miracles no matter what it looks like." You know, we still have to believe, even if it doesn't happen, you know, because I got some things going on right now. It's like, "Lord, you know, I've been praying for this a long time, okay? But you know what? God's got a timing, got a place." I mean, look at Joseph and some of the stories in the Bible. They had to wait a long time. I don't want to wait that long, but you got to do what you got to do, right? You know, and I can still say that I've seen so many miracles, and the people there in Pakistan are the most humble people I've ever seen in my life. You know, when you pray, and many people this year, "Sister, can you call? I'm burning up with fever." Absolutely. Absolutely. "Sister, I'm healed." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All glory to, you know, the Lord is the one that healed you. And I make that clear to them, you know, it is not me. The Bible says we're two agree. You know, so that's why I encourage you, everyone, to have friends that are going to speak life, because, you know, there's death and life in the power of our tongue. And what we choose is up to us. You know, every choice that we make, good or bad, you pay the consequences, you know. And so, you know, the Word of God tells you to choose life. So every situation that you face, speak life over it, even if it doesn't look like it's changing. But it will. You know, God's timing, that is. Hey, sometimes you may not even see, you know, it's like my mom, you know, and my dad passing away. There's some things that they didn't get to see. They, you know, they passed away. But God still, he's got it all in his plan, you know. So.
Question, any more question for Sister Karen Redfield? Any trips in the future?
Not at this point. Hey, God would have to write it on the wall for me. Hey, and he can do that, y'all know. Don't think he can't. Because when the Lord opened up this door to minister, I mean, I lost some friends now. "Are you sure?" I said, "Absolutely. No doubt. When God calls you to do something, you better listen." And I didn't. I can say this, for about 2 weeks, I was a hardhead, and I'm not joking. I did not sleep hardly for 2 weeks. I said, Lord, I don't think so. But you know what the problem was? I'm just saying, I had some friends that were speaking, oh, you can't do that. What? Are you sure? Absolutely. You know, when I made my mind up and said, okay, Lord, I'll listen. Man, doors started opening up, and I'm going, why do they want me to minister the word? You know, I'm not no pastor, but I have Jesus. That's the plan. You know, we are to share the gospel to everyone. You know, it is our, as Christians, it is our responsibility. So if you know Jesus and you're not sharing Jesus, there's a problem, because you need to tell people who Jesus is, because he is their hope. It's like if you know a cure for cancer, are you going to just let them die of cancer? Come on. No. If you know a cure, you're going to give it to them. Jesus is our cure for everything that we have need of.
Any other questions? Ms. Raffield, how long have you been doing this? I say 4 years. How did this, how did you fall into this? I mean, I know it was God's hand, but what happened? How did you end up? Give it to us in 4 words.
Well, see, this is the thing. Ever since I've been saved, I've had visions and dreams, and the Lord kept giving me dreams and visions. And I mean, and I've seen many of them since I've stepped into this ministry. And, but you know, like I tell my friends, sometimes it seems like my pastor is reading my email. What? You know, like when the Lord was leading me to step into this ministry, come on, listen, no, there ain't no way. And it would be my pastor. It would be just random strangers. You know, the Lord is telling you to do this. It's, yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. And finally, so what I did is I said, okay, Lord, I surrender. Because I was afraid to step out, because it is Pakistan. Come on, it's another country, didn't know. And I had, like I said, I had a lot of negative around me about stepping out there. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm so thankful I did. I've seen thousands of people saved, hundreds healed, hundreds water baptized. I mean, come on. That's amazing. You know, and I wouldn't have never seen that if I wouldn't have stepped out. You know, sometimes we have to get out of the boat like Peter. Come on, y'all. I love that story. Peter gets out the boat, you know, and they, of course, Jesus is saying, come. As long as Peter had his eyes focused on Jesus, he didn't sink. I mean, think about it. Jesus didn't remove the storm. What did he do? He allowed him to go through the storm. Y'all, come on. That's a lesson right there for us. He will allow us to go through the storms, but we will have to rely on him to bring us through. You know, we can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. You know, no matter what you're facing, the Lord, hey, he's got you, even if you get nervous. I'm just kidding. I love all of y'all. I don't know why I get nervous, but I do, but it's okay. But I just wanted to encourage y'all with that. And that's why I'm here, to encourage you, to push you into the, you know, whatever. Hey, if the Lord is speaking to you, what I'm going to tell you is, listen, just say, don't put it off. If he's leading you to and guiding you to do something, just be obedient. Because, you know, when you're obeying the Lord, he will pour his blessings, many, many blessings upon you. You know, it might not be all physical. It might be a spiritual or, you know, material. I mean, his blessings are many. But, you know, if you don't listen, you know, that's a problem. It's just like a child. If you don't, you know, you like children to obey you, okay? And when your children obey them, I mean, when your children obey you, you want to give them everything, right? I'm just saying. And you know, the thing is, the Lord has everything. He's got great plans for you. He just wants you to listen. And he'll take you through the storm. He'll give you supernatural strength. That is for sure. No matter what, look what he did for you. Come on. And he has healed me many times. You know, I mean, many years ago, I had my gallbladder. The lady had told me, she said, "You got cancer in your gallbladder." The doctor told me that. I'm in the office with her, and she's telling me this, and I'm going, my kids were small, and I'm thinking, you know, Lord, you're the healer. There's nothing you can't do. I go back. She said, "Oh, I made a mistake." Hey, you know what I do? Give God glory. Hey, you can call it a mistake. I call it a supernatural miracle because I've seen them, and I know that there's nothing that's impossible. All right. Probably thousands now, because this year, I mean, it's amazing because it's been hundreds and hundreds every month. Huh? No. And it's amazing, you know, to see so many people so hungry for the Lord. I mean, it stirs my spirit. You know, it's like, come on, America. I'm just saying, come on, America. Get out, seek the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind. Come on. Because he's just waiting there, waiting for you to be obedient to his word and go deeper. The deeper you go, yeah, harder it gets, but hey, it's worth it. You know, everything's worth it. You know, but it's been amazing, you know, to see so many people, you know, saved and healed. And because it stirs, it definitely will stir your spirit, no doubt. Because when I get off, it's like, that is so amazing. Wow, I wish America was like that. You know, like, I wish people would come to know the Lord that, you know, that much in a service. I mean, I've had small meetings, we'll just say 50 or less, and half of them want to receive Christ. Wow, that's amazing. You know, come on now, that's amazing. But, you know, really, in those countries, they really don't have much. So they really have to turn to the Lord. I think the problem is we got too much. And that's why we depend on ourselves too much. You know, if we'll depend on the Lord, you will see supernatural miracles. No doubt about it. No matter what it is.
So in America, we have access to healthcare, you know, like amazing healthcare. So, but over there, a lot of times, if God does not provide a miracle, there is no healing for these people. So if I understand you correctly, they are hungry. They're hungry for a healing from the Lord, to where we're like, okay, I'm not feeling well. Let me call my physician or whatever. Like, give me some medicine. Okay. And I think that's very interesting because I've seen miracles. I've seen miracles. I've had miracles. God has used me in that area a little bit, you know. But I've also, you know, heard from missionaries that, and I've seen it when I would go out preaching with my father, when my father would go out preaching in different places, not across the sea, but it's like God would use him in amazing ways. In other states and stuff like that. It's not like he didn't use them here, but that's the kind of people were kind of used to what was going on here or whatever. But sometimes you'd go to a place and people would be praying for a month for this preacher to come see him because they really needed a move or something from God. So they've been preparing themselves and getting hungry in anticipation. And so God would use this ordinary man who I knew, I used my father, to do these amazing things. So I thought that was very, very neat. That you got these people over there that will walk days. They'll walk days and, you know, to sit in a church service to where a lady in America can talk to them. So they're giving of themselves. They're sacrificing so much. And there is that hunger. It's like, if God doesn't do this, I don't have any way. There's nothing I can do. I don't have Obamacare. I don't have health insurance. I don't have a relative that's a doctor or whatever, you know? So it's like, if God don't do it, it ain't going to happen. So they're hungry for that. Thank you for sharing that with us.
On the video you saw after surgery, that young man and his wife are the ones I do most of the ministry with in Pakistan. She had a lot of health issues. And with God's glory, with God's supplying the need, I was able to reach out and help her get surgery. She was in bad shape for about 6 or 8 months. And, you know, I just said, Lord, your will be done. Of course, I kept praying, Lord, supernatural, you know, like reach down, heal her. But she wasn't, you know, hey, the Lord worked it where I was able to help out. And, you know, so she was able to get the surgery and she's doing great. You know, all glory to God because she's part of the ministry. You know, her husband is the main one in Pakistan. You know, just like I've told different ones, I said, you know, if you were here in the USA, but just say Paul, if he got in a situation, he needed some help, I would help him if I could, you know. He's a man of God. He's my friend, too, you know. And that's what we're to do. We're to support one another, you know. And that's, as Christians, that's what we're to do, you know, to be compassionate. If they have a need and you can meet it, do it.
Amen. Okay, so we want to pray for Sister Claudia. We're actually going a little long, isn't that great? Yeah. Well, God works. It's like what you were saying. God works in mysterious ways. God knows what we needed, all right? And thank you for all your hard work and everything. We love you so much. Sister, let's pray for Sister Claudia. If I could have Sister Nancy, will you please help us pray